Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline as we wrap up the final full month of our annual huge cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. Don't forget to call into the program. Usually, even through our specials from IFA in Berlin coming up over the next couple of weeks, we get you on the air. Once we return, you still qualify. You still win some of the hot summer giveaway prizes. Tens of thousands of dollars worth of things from guests and sponsors, other friends of the program. And we love to share them with you. So all you have to do is participate on the show. Just be heard on the air. Question, comment, concern, help for another listener. Share some tech rage, details of your favorite app these days, whatever the case. As long as your call gets on the air, you win. It really is that easy. And the number to call anytime, by the way, day or night, 800-899-4686. 800-899-4686. Into and join us on Into Tomorrow. Our next guest joins us from a company who specializes in cloud-based digital security with several global partners. He is the CEO of Globex Data Limited, Alain Giahi. Alain, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. A pleasure being with you and your listeners.
It's
doing great.
It's a pleasure to have you with us as well. You've got some interesting statistics these days about millennials and Generation Z and a lot of wrong assumptions that they perhaps think they're safe online and they don't have to do anything. And, of course, we talk a lot on the show, I'm sure every week, really, about protecting yourself and about being cautious. And, you know, the only thing to completely stay safe is just stay offline. Well, that's not realistic these days. So tell me about some of the things that you guys at Globex have done.
Well, one of the things that we have done is we offer three similar services as the mass market service, such as email, a Dropbox type, and a messenger, such as WhatsApp. What we do instead is first we store all our data in Switzerland for the best privacy you can get. We don't use big data to exploit the data of the user. The big problem today is that the user is the product as opposed to the product being what it should do, being just a product. What we do is we basically don't tap into your data. We don't care what you do, where you go, and what you buy, and we don't resell that information. So that's one. That's the most basic thing, as opposed to social media, which taps into your habits, your data, and then resells that data to others, and also can put a profile of yourself. So if you like hamburgers a lot, they will know that, and they may sell your data to a hamburger chain, as an example. It could be much deeper than that.
Oh, for sure.
We don't do any of that.
And generally is much deeper than that. But, Alain, I'm wondering, though, why is Switzerland such a better place for security? How does that happen?
Well, Switzerland has traditionally is a very private country. We have a constitution since the 13th century that adopts that. And in around the World War II, there was the privacy of financial information, which we all know about Swiss bank accounts and nobody can get into it and so forth. This law has since changed with automatic exchange of international financial information enacted by about 150 countries, pushed by the U.S. after the collapse of 2008. But in the data privacy of a human person or a company, the data itself is in the Constitution, that law. So data privacy is prime. It's the highest and strictest data privacy laws in the world, higher than the new GDPR enacted by Europe. So
yeah, I was going to say, because the European Union certainly has some of the most strict privacy rules anywhere on the planet, but you're saying Switzerland even tops those.
Even tops that.
More tough.
In fact, every couple of years or so, we update it. The reason why Europe had to enact such laws is because you have companies like Amazon and Google that have worldwide presence, and everybody uses Amazon Web Service to build application or to store data.
Yeah.
And essentially, because of the USA Patriot Act, if you're a European and you're using Amazon, you are not protected by European laws because you also have a U.S. company owning your data, and you don't even know where that data resides. So we call this data residency laws. This is fairly new. And the GDPR is a new standard that Europe applied to at least protect even more European resident or citizens' data. Now, the Swiss privacy laws always top that. And Switzerland now is becoming the go-to place to have data stored. We have about 50 data centers that store some of the world's most important data. Our servers are at the same data center that house the World Health Organization and most of the United Nations and banks and so forth. So that's the most basic thing. Then what we do with our product, Private Talk, which is a chat application and voice, we do use higher encryption. We don't use your data to resell it. We don't look at your data, so we don't have what we call metadata residing on your application. So you have a much higher security whether you use our email system or our digital safe, which is our most famous application. It's kind of a Dropbox and email and password manager rolled into one. So you have
Elaine, please take a breath once in a while so I can talk with you. I don't want this. We can't make this a 10-minute commercial for Globex.
No. Sorry.
But one of the things that I want to get back to, though, from a consumer standpoint, is we've had some listeners thinking that, well, you know, is the threat of being hacked kind of overblown? You know, are these issues that we as individual consumers need to be concerned about, or is it mostly for companies to be concerned about? You certainly expressed a lot of that and showed that, yeah, absolutely, companies big and small need to be concerned about their data for their customers. But what about us as individual consumers?
Well, the problem, the companies are not really concerned because they make money from your data. So if we don't have a choice, which is the case today, we need to reduce our social media footprint. There is no other choice. It doesn't mean that you cannot be on social media, but there is a level of activity in social media today where every person, especially Generation Z and millennials, they basically inform the entire world about every move they do, where they go to eat and what they've done half an hour ago. You see a lot of these posting and selfies and so forth. And today with artificial intelligence, one can basically reconstitute a profile of a user and know where they typically go, what they do, which bank account they use and so forth. So it's more about the activity of a user, I would say the best advice I can give, because you still need an online presence, is to reduce your social media activity.
That is a very good point, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of people, you're right, it's every single thing they do every day, all day. It's what makes them think anybody cares, let alone their friends, but they overdo it, and that part is overblown. And you're right now about artificial intelligence being able to play a role here to start kind of mapping out a whole lot more detail than the average person would think about. So maybe, as you say, cutting back on some of that is certainly a good idea. Doesn't mean, as you said, don't stay off social media if it's something you enjoy doing, but just don't tell us every single thing you do and everywhere you go.
And you know, because you are essentially voluntarily giving information to commercial companies that will exploit that information and make money from it on your back. Mm. And that in turn leads to your presence being known and your activities being known, and therefore you are a lot more prone to hacking of a particular event. If you go to a bank and you go to the same bank and you take a selfie by the bank, or you go have a coffee next door and you advertise that you were at the coffee after going to the bank, well, eventually the machine will know that you're in that bank, and they will also search into your account information, because these activities of social media lead into huge financial loss, identity theft, which by my last reckoning, identity theft cost, just to repair and regain your identity, would cost you $30,000.
Wow.
To fix that damage. So that's massive. You're looking at, you know, hundreds of millions of users today that are doing that.
Well, are there some perhaps easy, I don't know if that's even the appropriate word, but maybe effective ways to protect ourselves individually from being hacked?
There are some. So aside from reducing your social media footprint, I would say in terms of security, the usual common sense, don't use a free Wi-Fi, use a highly secure Wi-Fi network. That would be a start. I mean, in the U.S., we have unlimited 4G data. Today, we should not really need to use Wi-Fi. And the 4G data is more secure than the Wi-Fi. Mm. So if you use any of the three or four big telecoms in the U.S., you have unlimited data. So I would refrain from using Wi-Fi when you can. I would also, if possible, log in on your bank account. Don't use so much these applications that do banking and so forth, because a lot of these applications are developed by third-party development companies, and they may have been hacked and in turn can get into your phone.
Oh.
I would use a desktop, old-fashioned desktop. I would check when you surf the internet, I would check that the URL, which is the address on the internet, at least is secure, and it has a certificate of at least 256 encryption. This is a very high encryption that's mandated by the NSA. So you at least can reduce the risk of being hacked.
And that is interesting, especially, I've never heard anyone say don't use the banking apps, because you do bring up a very good point, though. These are always, I think, developed by third parties. And how do you know, how do we know that my banking app that, I have to sign in, maybe I use a fingerprint, whatever, is not otherwise compromised by someone else with that third party? So whenever possible, I like that advice. Use your laptop, you know, your desktop computer, save your banking. Certainly don't ever do your banking on a public Wi-Fi either. I mean, if all you've got is because you've got poor cell phone signal and maybe you're at a coffee shop, you have a little Wi-Fi, don't do anything involving your money or anything private in those public Wi-Fis. We remind people of that all the time. But you bring up yet another very important point, and that is these banking apps. Be careful.
These banking apps, and then also the next thing is going to be the medical information.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Medical information is massive because pharmaceutical companies buy those kind of data to develop, you know, their medicines and their biotech, you know, all of their stuff that they develop, biotech firm and medical company, big pharma, needs data. If you have a set of people with a certain flu, and that is known, a pharma is going to buy that information to develop, a vaccine against that flu.
Hmm.
You're being used. Essentially, you are a product today.
Oh, yeah.
So do less. Go on your... I'm not... going on a website that is encrypted with a 256 AES encryption, which, by the way, if you hover on the URL, it should tell you there's a certificate. It's like the old way of going to a paper. Today, we cannot write things down on paper, but at least you should go on a desktop. I would say it's more secure than a mobile today, a mobile app.
Got you. Oh, absolutely. Well, check out one of the global leaders in Swiss-hosted secure data management and communications. They've got all kinds of cool things you want to look into. Digital Safe, PrivaTalk, Secure, among other things. You'll see what Alain and his team are up to when you visit GlobeX Data Group. globex.com. It's not global, globexdatagroup.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Alon, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. You're a wealth of information, and you've shed some light on some things that we hadn't really thought about before. And I think that when we can get you back on again soon, you'll share even more information to help keep us all safe. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, globexdatagroup.com. Intotomorrow.com, your click away from his site and all of our guests. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.